with the man next door and argued about politics. He also liked to watch soccer on TV. His hearing was bad, so the TV had to be loud. The grandmother was always telling Constancia how to take care of Raúl. Feed him more plantain, like in Puerto Rico. French fries are very bad for the stomach. We taught Raúl English, but the grandparents didn't like this. We talked to him in English. They talked to him in Spanish. Constancia's mother tried to keep everything peaceful. Impossible. It was like a war in our house. One night on TV, I saw a picture of a bird flying over the ocean. The announcer said this bird lives almost all its life on the ocean. He said it was called a shearwater. I wished that I could be that bird. Live alone, far away from land, no other birds around. Very peaceful.
Okay, now I understand why Flaco wants peace and quiet so badly. First, his baby daughter died. Then he and his wife had a son, but his wife was really fearful because of what had happened to their daughter. So his wife cleaned all the time and burned religious candles. Then her grandparents moved in, and things got really chaotic. The grandparents were very noisy, and they often argued with Flaco and his wife about how they were raising their son. On TV one day, Flaco learned about a bird called a shearwater that spends most of its life out on the ocean, away from other birds and animals. Flaco thought that sounded peaceful and wonderful, but I don't know. Does anyone really want to be that isolated all the time? Let's start up again near the middle of page 60 where it says, I had a cousin in New Jersey.
I had a cousin in New Jersey. He moved in with us, 17 years old. Constancia's mother wanted him to leave. He was always playing rock and roll on the radio. He stayed out at night very late. I saved enough money for a car. The first time he drove it, he had an accident. We had a big argument about it. Then I lost my job. All day I was home with Raúl. I tried to play with him. Constancia wouldn't let him play in the street or even on the sidewalk. He couldn't ride in the car unless he wore a special charm around his neck. I looked for a job, but couldn't find anything. Our money got very low. Constancia started bringing in money by taking care of babies for women who worked. First there was two babies, then three, then